Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Kentucky legislature protects counseling in a veto override. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I must say we really commend these Kentucky legislators because they voted to override Governor Andy Beshear's veto and to supersede his recent executive order that banned voluntary counseling for minors. And this basically what we've talked about for years. These minors go to these counselors to get help for unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, and gender confusion. And he was trying to stop that.
Yeah, Governor Andy Beshear is a Democrat, a very anti-religious governor. We litigated against him in the COVID shot mandate issues, where they actually were, through his executive order, were locking down churches and discriminating against churches. And we litigated against him in that, and we won.
Mm-hmm.
But Governor Beshear also issued an executive order banning change counsel, banning clients from receiving any kind of counsel and counselors from providing any kind of counsel to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. So if clients, minors particularly, wanted to go to a counselor to get help because they have some kind of gender confusion, the counselors under Beshear's executive order either needed to remain silent, not counsel the person, or if they provide counsel, they would have to override the client's wishes. In other words, they would have to tell the client, no, you can't overcome mm-hmm. gender confusion. You just need to accept the fact that you were, quote, born in the wrong body.
You know, he was really trying to drive this LGBTQ agenda, which is, bottom line, harmful to these kids.
It's harmful to the kids because upwards of 85 to 90-some plus percent of people that have gender confusion in their adolescent teen years, they grow out of it mm-hmm. automatically without any kind of counseling intervention.
Right.
What he's trying to do is push the LGBTQ agenda and override what the client wants. It'd be like a client coming to a counselor and saying, I've got anxiety and fear, and I need to overcome that. I've got an eating disorder, for example, and I need to overcome that. And the counselor saying, oh, no, you don't have an eating disorder. You just need to continue to purge yourself because, you know, you're fine doing all that. No, I want to overcome this. It's something I've got. It's a psychological issue. Help me to overcome it. And the doctor doesn't help you overcome it, but actually tries to get you to accept that abnormal, harmful behavior. That's what he did here. And so the legislature overrode this governor's veto and superseded this executive order. And then the new House Bill 495 also, in addition, shields taxpayers from paying for hormone therapies and medically mutilating surgeries through Medicaid.
Can you imagine as a taxpayer having to pay for that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Here, you know, Governor Beshear, as I mentioned, September of 2024, he signed an executive order barring certified or licensed counselors from helping patients seek to embrace their biological sex. And under the order, the state agencies could not use federal funding for any counseling involving efforts to, quote, change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity, close quote, or counseling, quote, to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings toward individuals of the same gender, close quote. Governor Beshear defined the practices as, quote, conversion therapy, close quote, which is a made-up political term that is not used by counselors.
Right.
So in response, the Kentucky House voted 78-20, while the Senate voted 31-6 to overwhelmingly override a veto of a bill that they passed known as the Mental Health Counseling Protection Act. The law declared an emergency in the state regarding the mental health care, which allowed it to take effect immediately. That's an overwhelming veto
override. Yes, that is amazing. And the law protects mental health care professionals, mental health care institutions, and ordain ministry so they can provide counseling services to their clients seeking help. The law also prohibits the state licensing authority from investigating them solely because they provide these counseling services. Parents and guardians are also protected under the law as it prohibits discrimination against those who consent to counseling for their children. Basically, it's protecting these children.
Yeah, it's a great decision. So the law essentially ensures that minors can talk freely about their feelings and confusion with their counselors, who then in turn can freely discuss therapeutic choices to help them reach their counseling objectives. You know, we have a number of situations, 23 states have counseling bans. This all started in California, and we litigated the very first one in 2012 in California. And that started in California under the then governor at the time. We litigated it up to the Court of Appeals. We asked the Supreme Court to take the case. They did not. Then a Republican governor, Chris Christie, and I'll never forget his statement during the signing of this particular bill. He made some derogatory statements about this counseling. And he then was the person who signed the next law into effect, and that was in New Jersey. So you had a Democrat in California, a Republican, quote unquote, in New Jersey, and now you had the first two laws that banned this kind of counseling. We filed suit against New Jersey, and the court upheld it, but for different reasons than California. We asked the Supreme Court to take the case because it conflicted with Supreme Court precedent. The Supreme Court did not take the case. Unfortunately, we could have stopped this back then and none of this would have happened. None of it would have happened. But the Supreme Court dodged it. And maybe, you know, maybe it's for the good. Maybe the court would have gone the wrong way back then. But at any rate, then a lot of these different places, primarily the blue states, popped up with similar legislation. So now you have 23 states that have these counseling bans, either by law or executive order. In Colorado, a Christian therapist now has a case at the United States Supreme Court. So 23 states.
Finally, yeah.
23 states. There's a total of over 100 of these when you look at the states and local ordinances, local laws that ban counseling. Liberty Counsel, we won two major cases at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that govern Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. And those two cases found that these laws banning counseling violated the First Amendment. That resulted in striking down 23 of those particular laws, primarily in Florida. Mostly, they're all local because Florida legislature did not pass one of these, but it was local ordinances. 23 of them are gone. But that leaves 80-some left. And those 80-some, which would include 23 states and the rest of those are counties or cities, still in effect. But now a case out of Colorado is before the United States Supreme Court. Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in the case asking the court to take the case, pointing out that there's a conflict because our case is now in the 11th Circuit ruled against them. The other cases in the Ninth Circuit and other circuits ruled in favor. So there's a conflict. And we're the ones, Liberty Counsel is the ones that created that conflict among the circuits.
So if the high court rules in favor of these counselors, will that knock down all the other bans in all the states?
I think about this time next year, we're going to have a decision. It could be sometime between now and the end of June 2026. The case will be argued in the early fall of 2025. We're working on our brief this summer and now to file it at the Supreme Court. The case will then be argued. And so sometime about this time or a little bit later next year, we'll have a decision from the High Court. And I'm
amazing.
Optimistic that the High Court will find that these are a violation of the First Amendment free speech clause and consequently rule in favor of the Colorado counselor and strike these laws down nationwide.
You know, and it's time to push the government out of the counselor's office for good.
The government has no business in the counselor's office. It's kind of like they're almost eavesdropping.
Right.
And then they're telling you, the counselor and the client, oh, well, you can't talk about that. And in fact, if you bring up that subject, you have to follow the ideology of the government, that it's okay that what you want to overcome is not something you should overcome, that you should accept this abnormal behavior. That's awful. That is dangerous. And we're dealing with real people. It's a very dangerous thing because we deal with these people from both the client and the counselor perspective. So pray for this case. I think I've always said it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when these laws will be struck down. And we are getting closer to that very day. Thanks for prayers. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.